Hey guys and gals, thanks for coming back. And more so than ever, do we have an absolute week 16, pardon me, of EPL results and predictions. So let's start off with one of my favorite games from this weekend, and I'm sure Alex has a lot to say about it, the Manchester Derby.
Big, big, big game for both teams. Big result. Great game. Fantastic game, actually. United end up winning 2-1. That was my prediction. You had 2-1 go City's way. This was such a great game. The first half an hour, mind you, was all United. And then after that, it balanced out. And then City in the last 20 minutes really tried to bring the hammer down. They brought one goal back, couldn't finish the job. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, in 4 days, he beat Mourinho and Pep Guardiola. He's feeling pretty good right now.
Oh my goodness, is he ever? And all that naysay that was said about him previously is kind of being slowly washed away as he starts to pull out these great results. I think it'll just be a challenge of if they can keep up these results with, like we said, mediocre teams. But let's take a quick look at the stats here. Manchester City dominated possession with 71%, and their shots overall were 23, which is roughly half of what United had put on, but they had more on target. And at the end of the day, we talk about this all the time. It just comes down to balls in the back of the net.
That's right. That's right. And also, you got to look at, they had more shots on target as well. And, you always know with a Pep's team, they're always going to control the ball, control possession. But you look at everything else, fouls the same, yellow cards basically the same. A lot of the game was similar, other than the possession stats and the passing stats, mostly just because if you have the ball, you're going to pass more, right? Doesn't mean you're going to create more opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's move on here. Another great game, and I think that we should talk about this one next, just because of solely because of what happened to the team. Everton loses their coach, goes up against a big Chelsea side that's really performing, considering getting a new manager, having a transfer ban, so on and so forth. And pull out with a 3-1 win.
This was a bit of a shock. We both said Chelsea were going to win. I said 3-1. You said 4-1. This is a big shock. Good for Everton, though. They needed this. New coach getting out of the table. Chelsea should be a bit disappointed in themselves, all things considering, because now Chelsea, they've got only 2 wins in their last 5 matches. 3 defeats in those 5 as well. They should be trying to change things up a little bit. Good on Kovacic for scoring his first goal for Chelsea. However, allowing 3 goals, especially the third one, Kepa really should have saved it. It wasn't a great performance by him. Pickford, I know you hate him, but he played a darn good game, all things considering.
Absolutely. I think Everton absolutely deserved that win. And just like looking at the goal in the 49th minute for Everton and also the goal in the 84th minute for Everton, it was a complete collapse of Chelsea's back line. And really nothing more can be said other than Chelsea's really got to tighten up that back line. Like you said, only winning 2 out of the last 5 games. They dominated possession. They had roughly the same amount of shots, fewer shots on target. And I think Lampard's just got to take him to the training ground and make sure that they get more consistency. Consistency is key, and just keep up what they've got going on the stats, and hopefully balls will end up in the back of the net.
Hopefully. They did win their game today in the Champions League going through, so big confidence booster, but more on that later. Next up we have
Absolutely.
Bournemouth Liverpool. Liverpool went 3-0. Really no surprise. We both said 2-0. This was not much of a surprise, considering Liverpool's form right now. They scored 3 goals. Chamberlain, Keita, and Salah all getting on board, dominating the possession, passing, more shots, just a general better game. It was like just playing FIFA on easy mode, basically, for Liverpool against Bournemouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Liverpool controlled the game in all aspects. And for me, I think the best thing about Liverpool's performance You know, that day was really just getting to see Oxdale Chamberlain and Naby Keita get their name on the scorecards for Liverpool and just start putting up points. I think that that's a real confidence boost to the team, just to show that, you know, more than five players can really put up
All right,
points.
let's move on ahead to, I got to say this every single time we introduce them, Jose Mourinho's Tottenham versus Burnley. 5-0, really flexing their muscles after they lose to United. Big surprise here or no?
Absolutely. You know what? I don't think it was a big surprise. The two of us had really sat down and we had talked about it, and we expected Mo to really take him to the training ground and really drill into them that, you know, we can't be having those results, especially with the quality of players that we have, and especially with Jose's mentorship. I think the big thing that, you know, nothing was really a surprise and absolute close in terms of possession, but other than that, I would say the Spurs really dominated the game. But I think the thing I really want to talk about is Kane's goals were goals that Kane should be scoring. I hate seeing Kane score penalties. He was scoring absolute zingers. He absolutely deserves those, and he's 100% capable of making those every game. But the one goal that I absolutely adored, and you know, I talk to you about this all the time. Players like this have a special place in my heart. They're not jealous, they're not greedy. They're a team player, and when it comes down to winning for the team, Son had really just put himself, you know, at risk, goes through what was that, four or five players, and finishes. Spectacular performance by Son.
Great goal by Son. Great performance by Kane. And overall, just Tottenham played a great, great game. And, you know, if they can keep this up, you know, if they're beating the teams they should be beating, but they're going to have to, you know, transition these victories against bigger teams. I mean, they don't have any big teams until they play against Chelsea in a few weeks' time. But if they can keep up winning against these lower teams, they'll be able to keep up the pace in the table.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, like, to be honest, Burnley's only 13th right now. They're not doing terrible. They've had some consistency, but I think that this is a huge result for Tottenham in terms of, like you said, building morale and just making sure that they can keep going ahead with what Mo thinks is the best for the club.
Okay. Moving on, we got Watford versus Crystal Palace. We both said Palace were going to win. I said 3-0. You said 2-0. Ends in a scoreless draw. A bit of a surprise, you think?
You know what, for sure. It was, you know, possession was relatively 50-50. Watford had more shots on target, more shots in general. But for me, watching this game, it was a fantastic game. You know that I love close games, even with my favorite team. I do like to see a 2-1 win or a 2-0 win or a 1-1 draw. I just love to see these games that are neck and neck. And for me, watching this, that's exactly what I felt like. It was like I felt like nobody really took the domination and nobody really took the power, and just a good result for both teams. I feel like, you know, looking at the table, Crystal Palace, I'm sure, really, really wanted to win this one, as did Watford. You know, they're coming off a draw and three losses previously, so definitely want to build some momentum in the future, especially, you know, considering they may
Well,
be
Watford,
relegated.
if they won that game, they would have been tied with Norwich for a second at the bottom. They need to get some wins. They can't just get draws. They only have one win so far this year after 16 games. So they're going to really need to pull up their socks if they don't want to get the drop. All right, so the next game,
Absolutely.
our favorite boys, Leicester City versus Aston Villa. They end up winning 4-1. We both said 2-1. Doesn't matter. We'll take the win. Jamie Vardy on the score sheet again. He's scored what, 8 in a row now? The record is 11 or 12 in a row, which he set way back when they won the title. Can he do it again?
He's well, you know, you want my opinion. He is well on his way to beating that title or that goal that he set last time. He's well on his way to beating his own personal best. And also, we have a friend in a group chat that we always talk about soccer, and he said he's a Liverpool fan, of course. We got to let you guys know his affiliations, but he thinks by the end of the season, Leicester City's going to drop to fourth. I just find that really hard to see with, the composure of how Jamie Vardy's playing, how Leicester City's playing collectively, and, Johnny Evans just standing out and standing proud. And I think that this team looks absolutely phenomenal. We will take a 4-1 win. Possession was just in favor of Leicester City. They did have more shots on target, more shots in general, more touches, so on and so forth. Overall, they really controlled the game, and I think they just need to take that momentum into other big games. And Jamie is never affected by the name of the club or the prestige that they've built over the years. For him, every day is a new day, and it just comes down to every day's a new game. So he's just ready to play.
Okay. And let's move on here. We got Newcastle versus Southampton. I said 2-2. You said 2-0 for Southampton. This ends up 2-1 for Newcastle. Big win for Newcastle. Just moving up in the table there, just getting some distance from the relegation zone there. But Southampton needed the win. They're still in the drop in 18th place, tied with Aston Villa, who also lost. What are your thoughts?
Well, you definitely don't want to see this from a team like Southampton. You'd expect more. You'd actually, considering that, from how the two teams have done this season, you'd expect more from Newcastle. Realistically, Newcastle should have did better. They're coming off, what is that? Two wins, a draw, a loss, and a win in their last five games here. So they do have good. They're really not looking lethal, though, is the thing, especially against a Southampton side that is, less than qualified, really, to be competing against some of these
Southampton
clubs.
also has the most amount of goals against them, so they're going to have to shore up that defense for the second half of the season coming up here. Otherwise, they will, I believe Southampton will get the drop if they keep these performances up. These poor performances, I should say.
Well, you know what? While we're here, let's just hit up this topic super quick. Who do you think's got a better chance of getting out of that relegation zone, Southampton or Watford?
Watford's just been, I'm sorry to say this, they've been crap. They've scored 9 goals this year. They have just as many losses as they have goals and just as many points. It's Watford's not getting out, I don't think. Southampton can get out. They won 2 games prior to this loss. So if they can beat some of these other teams like Aston Villa, Bournemouth, even Brighton, move up the table a little bit higher. They can get out. I don't see Watford getting out, though. It'll take a miracle for them to get out right now.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no,
So,
absolutely.
no.
So Norwich
Norwich and. Yeah,
and
Norwich.
Sheffield United.
So,
What was
Norwich
our
and
prediction?
Sheffield, I had a 2-0 win for Sheffield. You had 2-1. That's exactly what happens. 2-1 for Sheffield. No surprise here, I don't think. Good for Norwich for scoring the goal, but Sheffield again getting the result. Everyone's new favorite team, it seems like. Agreed?
Absolutely making a difference. And to be honest, making good clubs look bad. Arsenal just came off a fantastic win, 3-1 over West Ham. I don't want to take anything away from Sheffield United. I think that they're in a similar playing medium right now. But like you said, everybody's favorite team because they're really pulling out and showing everybody what they're worth. So they're just moving forward and one foot in front of the other. And, eighth right behind Tottenham, 1 point separates them. A lot of potential there. A lot of potential. And looks like some
They're,
great
I
boys on
think,
that team.
first team that's been freshly promoted from the previous year. First team in a long time that's just doing this well at this point of the season.
Absolutely. And I think that does really come down to like something that we always talk about, and we always talk about you only play as good as the teams that you're playing. They bumped up a league, they were playing fantastic football, and they said, let's not stop here. let's keep it going. And they've done exactly
I
that.
think that's
So
something that
kudos to
Norwich should
them.
have really paid attention to.
Oh, 100%. The Canaries, right? I mean, the Canaries at the beginning of the season were relying on Timu Pukki, and then they had started relying on, a couple other players here and there for goals, but they were just lacking that consistency and really lacking that. I don't know if you want to call it drive. I don't know if you want to call it momentum, but they were just lacking in some regard, and it's really suffered. Just putting them in what place here? Putting them in 19th place. Wow.
Risk of getting dropped. They may not,
yeah,
but they're big time at risk. So let's move on here. We got, again, another one of our favorite teams that we always love to watch, the Wolves playing Brighton here. I said 3-1 for Brighton. You said 1-1 overall, and turns out to be 2-2. Very exciting game here. Again, possession was just in favor of Brighton here. Shots relatively the same, along with the shots on target. More passes by Brighton, obviously, if they have more of the ball. Other than that, the game seemed pretty even. The Wolves, Diogo Jota scoring in the 28th, and then Brighton scoring two goals in 2 minutes in the 34th and 36th. And then Jota getting a goal just before halftime, leaving the game 2-2. I think that's a well-deserved result for both teams, considering how they've been playing. Brighton starting to pick up a little bit of momentum after a couple of losses the last couple of weeks. Wolves keeping up the pace with the United, with Chelsea, with Tottenham, trying to fight for that top six spot as well. What are your thoughts?
You know what? Me and my partner Melissa, we absolutely we both love soccer, and we've both really grown to. She didn't ever watch DPL, but we have both really grown to love watching the Wolverhampton Wanderers together. And like you said, I don't think either team deserved the win here. I think both teams deserve the result that they got. And kudos to the Wolves for just being able to. You guys are getting tired, legs are getting sore, and. Brighton's definitely not a full power side, right? They definitely don't have the artillery that some of the teams in the top six have. But good for them to just keep up with the Wolves, and kudos to the Wolves for just maintaining what they've got here. They didn't get a loss, and I think that's what's really
important.
It is.
And the last game we got is, well, the big one. We other than the derby, West Ham versus Arsenal, mostly just because of how poor Arsenal have been. They come out, they get the win. What do you have to say?
Well, we literally talked about this last week and the week before. Losing the coach was actually a huge, huge influence and an absolute, it was just taken off the Band-Aid long after the wound had healed. They needed that Band-Aid gone, and that's exactly what he was, just trying to fix a sore spot. The team is performing so much better. And to be honest, when I got to watch this game, I really did see the Arsenal that I remember from, the last 2000s. I really did see that tic-tac-toe, those beautiful little crosses, those cute little passes, and just doing what Arsenal does best, and that's have fun and play football all at the same time. And I just hope that they can keep up this result. You see Aubameyang, he's seems to always be on the score sheet for Arsenal. So it's really, really nice to just see, Pepe, Martinelli, and Kolasinac, put their names up on the board there for Arsenal in terms of assists and goals. I think it's a team sport, and we talk about this, a ton. I really can't stress this enough. But that coach is such an enormous influence on just the direction of the team and the morale and the mentality and the energy that's focused there on the training pitch and then focused in the stadium. And when they go out there to play, it all really comes out. And I feel like Arsenal coming out with this 3-1 win is them saying, like, get ready because we want to be back. I don't think that they like their position on the table right now, ninth place. And like we just talked about, kudos to Sheffield for outpacing them. I really want to see Sheffield keep up that race. And I would really like to see Arsenal, maybe give them a run for their money and try to get, six
you know,
third
Arsenal
up.
Are going to be fighting for that. They got a couple of tough games ahead of them coming up here. With this win, if they can get the ball rolling, we'll see how they do midweek in the Europa League as well. But they should be slowly accumulating, hopefully, some more points, hopefully some more wins specifically. Just so, like you said, keep up the pace because they're fighting for that. They want that top six spot. They don't want to fall out of favor. They don't want to be out of the big six kind of thing for a year. So for them, for a lot of these players, I think it's going to be a big pride thing. I know if they do poorly, a lot of them are going to want to leave. But it's going to be hard for Arsenal to get rid of all these players when, in reality, you need to field the team still, right? So you can't just dump all these players. So a lot of them are going to have to perform well if they want to, if they're going to stay, or even if they're going to leave, just so other teams can see, oh, hey, this guy's doing fantastic. I mean, other than Aubameyang, everyone else has been, you know, subpar per se. Everyone else.
Abominable.
Yeah.
Atrocious.
The only person I would take off of that team, the only player, is Aubameyang, just because of his goal scoring record since he's come to Arsenal about a year ago now. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. That's our take on this past weekend's results here. Let's get started on match day 17 here. We got 10 games again for the weekend coming up. First game up here we have is Liverpool versus Watford. First versus last. What is your prediction?
Liverpool came off a huge win, especially this week against Salzburg in the Champions League, 2-0. And I think that they're really going to pound Watford down, maybe four or five goals. I'm going to go ahead and say five goals for Liverpool.
5-0? You know what? I'm going to be bold here, okay? I'm going to be bold, crazy bold, okay? I could be completely wrong, but I'm going to go with 1-1. 1-1. I think Watford step up to the plate and help out Leicester City.
Good on. I'd like to hear that. I'd really, really like to see that.
Everyone would like to, actually. Next up we have is Chelsea-Bournemouth. Bournemouth, 5 straight losses. Chelsea coming off a loss. Chelsea wins this one, though. They're still the big dogs and the bigger dogs out of the two teams. They're going to win 3-0, I think.
I'm going to go ahead and say 2-0. I think Chelsea's last loss against Everton was a real, kick in the ass, and they've really got to reassess, when they can step on that back line and when they really need to push. And I think that they're just going to take this one with 2 goals and play safe.
Next up, we have Sheffield United versus Aston Villa. We talked about Aston Villa at risk of being dropped. Sheffield United, in that top half of the table, still doing well. And we know that Sheffield will not back down. They're going to win. I think they're going to win 1-0, however, only.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say 2-0 for Sheffield United. Like you said, they put up a really good performance, and I think that they just want to keep putting up good performances. These players want to get great contracts. And, if you've got some real gems like Jamie Vardy, just with that mentality, this club gave me my break, I'm going to stay there. I feel like Sheffield United really has some awesome potential for this season.
All right. Speaking of Jamie Vardy, next up we have is Leicester versus Norwich. I'm sorry. I mean, the team speak for themselves. Second last versus second place. Leicester City, they're going to win 3-0. It's going to be an easy win. Vardy gets on the score sheet again.
Yeah, I'm going to say 3-1 for Leicester, and I'm going to go ahead and say that Pookie sends one home for Norwich.
Next up we have is Burnley-Newcastle, two mid-table teams looking to just climb up the table and not slip down any further. This one is going to be a 2-2 draw, I think, just because of how equally matched I believe these teams will be.
Well, Burnley's at home for this match, and I think they got a little bit of momentum. They haven't done particularly terrible mid-table like we talked about, and I think that they're going to take this one 1-0.
Okay. Next up we have is Southampton versus West Ham. West Ham coming off a loss, Southampton still losing. However, two teams near the bottom of the table there. Southampton really need to climb. They really do, and I think they're going to upset West Ham here with a 1-0 win.
Yeah, I agree. I think Southampton's going to take this one 2-1.
Okay, next up, the second biggest game of the weekend, I would say, is United versus Everton. Always, you never know what you're going to get, I guess. Everton coming off big win against Chelsea. United, though, coming off an even bigger win against City. United, they keep this up, they keep playing how they are. Rashford, in my opinion, has been the most one of the most informed players in the league right now. He keeps it up, they are going to win 2-0.
Yeah, I think that this game's actually going to be a 2-2 draw. I mean, they're at Old Trafford. They played absolutely fantastic against the Spurs. I think Everton is in the same boat as Arsenal. And, you know, they just got rid of a manager. And they said, like, you know, we're really here to prove who we are, the club that we are.
All right.
And
all right.
They want to compete.
Next up, two teams basically in the same position here. We got Wolves versus Tottenham. What do you think of this one? Yeah, wow.
Wow. This is, you know, probably the hardest one for me to really make a prediction on. Spurs have been absolutely phenomenal, and it's just an absolutely phenomenal result for the Wolves to be where they are at this point in the season. And I'm just going to go ahead and say 3-2
Wolves. Okay,
Wolves.
I'm going to do the reverse score there. I'm going to go 3-2 Tottenham. All right.
Okay.
I want to jump ahead here to Palace versus Brighton here. Both teams, I'd say surprising the league. You know, Brighton not in the relegation zone. Palace doing quite well for being Crystal Palace, in my opinion. I'd say, though, that this is going to be a shock here. We're going to see Brighton come out with the win. Going to come out with a 1-0 win.
Yeah, you know what? Both teams coming off a draw here. And I just have a good feeling about Crystal Palace, actually. I think that they're going to take this game 2-0.
And this is the big game here. I saved it for last year. Arsenal versus Manchester City. City coming off a loss. Arsenal coming off a big win. They needed it. Who wins this game?
You know what? I'm absolutely dying to see this match. And I'm really glad that you just mentioned those two previous facts, because those are going to be huge contributing factors to what actually happens. And let's just remind the audience here, Arsenal is at home for this game. You know, things have been tough before, but, you know, they want to take just one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. And I think that Arsenal is going to win this one 2-1.
Man, oh man, I want to say the same thing, actually, basically for what you just said there. I just have a question for you, though. Despite the result of this game, you know, unless City crush Arsenal, if they get a draw or a loss, is Pep in the hot seat?
Yes and no. I think Pep's been in this situation before where he kind of gets a mid-season lull to some extent. You know, that kind of happened last season. He'd went through the same thing in the year before. And I think that that's really Pep's downfall, is that Pep needs to find something mid-season to refresh the team, to reinvigorate the team, and to really, you know, get the result that they want. It's not that City isn't trying. Absolutely. You know, the City versus United game was absolutely fantastic. And like you said, second half, City was all over United. It was fantastic. United was able to keep that lead. I just think that City gets this mid-season spell or this mid-season curse that they've got, and it really just slows down. They have a difficult time finding the back of the net. Pep's got to find something. He is in the hot seat to some extent, but no, he's not. He's been through this before. The fans at City stick through, and he always seems to get a consistent result, you know, coming in the top five. But really, more or less, I think that he's got to find something to reinvigorate the team, maybe mix up the formation, maybe throw in a couple extra players, but something to kind of just energize what gets a little stagnant and a little too repetitive.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you there. They're going to need to get this result, because in the next couple of weeks for, well, that top three there, not necessarily Liverpool, but for Leicester and City. I mean, the week after this week, it's Leicester versus City. And then the week after that, it's Leicester versus Liverpool. City play the Wolves. So this next couple of weeks could very well define the title race. So,
well, absolutely. And, you know, same thing with the 22nd, same thing with Sunday. Spurs playing Chelsea. That's going to be a massive fixture. Obviously, Chelsea wants to, you know, keep their position. Obviously, Spurs want to move up the table. And, you know, there's just some great games that are coming up that I am absolutely, you know, beyond stoked before.
Leicester, would you say Leicester in a few weeks' time must win against Liverpool?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to. I think that's 2 weekends in time from now. That's an absolute must. Especially with the momentum that Liverpool's got, the position that they've got on the table, you know, they're putting up points. To a lot of people, they look absolutely unstoppable. And to Leicester, I think they're just another opponent. And I think Leicester's going to go out full hearty and more or less ready to win the game. And I think Liverpool is going to go in with the same mindset. But being in Leicester, you know, being in their King Power Stadium, I think is going to make a massive difference. And for Jamie Vardy and the boys, they need to win that one, especially to put Liverpool back in their
They need
place,
to win
if
that
you
one. They
will.
need to win the game next weekend as well against Manchester City to essentially keep up with the pace here. So this is going to be the next couple of weeks here. Big test for Leicester, big test for City, and also big test for Liverpool if they can keep up that 8-point lead. Because who knows if they, get a couple of draws, lose to Leicester, then all of a sudden it could, in a few weeks, it could dwindle down to 4 points. All of a sudden, that's very doable to blow it.
Well, it seems to be slimming, right? I mean, Leicester City seem to be, wanting that title. Jamie Vardy seems to be on track with what he was when they won the league. So, what's that called? Knock on wood, let's not jinx it, right? But, that's why I love this league. It's a fantastic league. It's really competitive. I think that this is really the first time in my lifetime that I've seen Liverpool run away with it like this to some extent. But like you said, it could be dwindled, right? It literally comes down to a couple games, a couple results, and a little bit of loss of morale, and a lot can happen in a weekend, let's
Right,
say
you are.
that.
Right, you are. Well, that is it for the results this weekend, or the prediction for this coming up weekend. Some pretty crazy games going to be happening, especially near the end of the weekend there, and big games coming up for the next couple of weekends. Hopefully, the results go the way that we would like, obviously, but we know you never know. Tell us about what you guys think. Send us a message. Share us. Like us. Do what you have to do to get in touch with us. We always love hearing your guys' opinions, whether we agree or disagree with them, or whether you agree or disagree with us. We always love to hear what you guys have to say.
Awesome. And until next time, you guys, this
You
is
guys.
Footy Banter.